This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. I do love it when everything blooms the way it does. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and Keita joins us again. Now, last week, Keita had an episode, which I did make mention of the very next day, Keita, just so everybody knew that that you were good to go, but it was a little more than met the eye. So what happened?
Yeah, so last time I was on the air with you, and honestly, I thought I was having a stroke, and I think you kind of thought the same thing.
I did.
It just felt like my tongue was a foreign object in my mouth and wouldn't do what I told it to do, and I just felt really confused, and I didn't know what was going on. And Bill encouraged me to go into the hospital, which I did, and we found that it was actually rhabdomyolysis. So during the off season, during the colder months, that's when I tend to really push my workouts hard. If you're pushing your workouts during the on season, you're prone to injury. So that's the time you want to maintain. But during the off season is when you really build the muscle and push hard. So I wasn't hydrating well enough, and I was hitting the gym really hard. I had a really intense leg day followed by a cardio day that had a lot of legs, followed by a full body day that had a lot of legs. And this is instructor-led, but very intense workouts at Burn Boot Camp. And I ended up with rhabdomyolysis, which is when your muscles break down. Typically, your muscles break down in order to build up. That's how we build muscle. But this is also seen in crush injuries, like if you're in a car accident and your leg gets crushed in the car accident, then the muscles release all of these toxins into your bloodstream. And that's what happened to me, is that I broke down my leg muscles so much from working out so hard and not hydrating well enough that I actually poisoned myself with the toxins from my muscles breaking down. So it causes confusion. For me, it was difficulty speaking. And the only fix is hydration with IV fluids and potentially dialysis.
So here was the problem for me with Keita, because I don't know. I never sent you a screen grab of this, but you were texting me like you had a brain concussion. You were repeating yourself. I don't know if you knew this or not, because I remember telling you this.
Confused.
Yeah, you were texting me the same thing over and over again while I was trying to interview Earl. Mr. Granville, who knocked that out of the park, by the way. I don't know if you even remembered hearing that. Here's the thing that I have the question about. What would have happened if, do you know what would have happened if you'd not gone to the doctor?
I probably would have ended up in the emergency room at some point. If I hadn't gone in, I would have gone into full renal failure and probably ended up on dialysis. But because it was caught so early, they were able to just hydrate me with IVs and flush out the toxins. And once you get rhabdomyolysis, you are prone to getting it again. It's very hard to get it. But once you have it, it's kind of like getting heat exhaustion, where once you have it, you're prone to it. And I had a very bad case about 3 years ago where I was hospitalized for 2 weeks with rhabdomyolysis. So I'm obviously prone to it.
Well, here's what I would say. I, first of all, I'm impressed that you can work out so hard that you can almost kill yourself. That's impressive. That's impressive. I know. I mean, Keita is in this. For those of you that have never looked her up or checked her out, you just hear her on the radio. Keita is a professional athlete. And she moves like a professional athlete. And the only way to move like that is to train and work out. And when she, like, when she's running around a course, this is like watching a combination of a track. It's like watching a track and field athlete do the floor exercises and tumbling. She just has that much control. You, Corinne, I mean, all of you that shoot at this level, the female gun athlete that has emerged, you all do this. So I, when I heard for, I didn't know what happened with Keita. She was out of it, and I had to. She's in Wisconsin. I'm in the upstate of South Carolina. I had to go to bed, not knowing what happened to Keita. But I was worried because Keita's about the same age as my daughter, so I was I'm sort of like thinking, what has this woman done to herself? So finally, I found out the next day. Now, how long of a recovery period does it take to get past this?
It can take, I mean, depending how bad it is, some people have it for years. It can take many, many months to completely recover from it. Last time, I think it took me about 6 months. This time I bounced back pretty fast, and I think it's because you told me, I wasn't thinking straight, but you told me, hey, go to the hospital. And I was, you know, almost like childlike in my thought process at the time. So if you hadn't told me that, to go and do that, I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I know. But see, I told you that. I told you that on in text. I told you that 20 times.
Well, they caught it early. They got the toxins all flushed out, and I'm doing pretty good. I'm back at the gym, kind of easing my way in, not going full bore yet, but taking it easy and upped the hydration by quite a bit and doing the post-workout recovery with protein. So it's important to supplement with whey protein when you're breaking your muscles down so much to help keep your muscles in shape so they can tolerate the workouts and recover more quickly.
Well, the, you know, with it being your muscles, the first thing I thought maybe that it would, maybe it would be electrolytes or something after I figured out that when you started telling me about the workout part, but anyway.
Yeah, it does throw off your electrolytes as well. So my blood chemistry was all jacked up, and that creates intense confusion.
Yeah, well.
As you would.
I believe it. I believe that. With all of my black heart, I believe that, Keita. Very glad. And I tried to, if anybody was paying attention, I threw the show into rerun after that hour with Keita, without Keita. And I got on the phone, and her daughter answered the phone, and Pixie is 13. So Pixie didn't know what was going on because Mom didn't know what was going on either. And now I've got to try to convince Pixie, the 13-year-old, into making her mommy go to the hospital without terrifying Pixie, the 13-year-old, that mommy may be in dire straits. I'm glad that didn't work out. I'm glad it didn't work out to where she was terrified by it. I don't know how she turned out. I know she's a pretty steady young lady, but I'm very, very glad that that worked out the way it did. Anyway, so, before we go to break, this is where it got messed up last time. Tell everybody where your website is.
180firearmstraining.com.
And the book and all the other associated stuff.
The book is available on Amazon, or you can order a personalized copy from me by emailing 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Indeed. The weaponized one with Keita Bussey. I've got a question for you that you may be able to answer for me when we get back. I don't know, since you're in that level of competition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. Or we're speaking to the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. There you go.
That's me.
And I'm not having a stroke.
Well, just neither was I, apparently.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's good, but you sounded like it. I just sounded confused.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I've been going through this thing, Keita, and I would love to get your input on this, because I know that you deal with not your, you know, the stuff that you use in competition and training is not the stuff that you buy at the local gun store, right?
Correct.
I mean, okay. So I've been looking for holsters that work with the 2011 frame. I have a couple of them, but they're not quite adjustable enough. They'll work with the staccatos, but they're just not quite big enough to work well with the chambers, because there's a slight difference in the thickness of the chambers pistols. So I've been looking for one that is a little more adjustable.
What kind of placement of the holster are you looking for?
You know, just on my belt, on my side, outside the waistband.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so belt slide holster.
I believe Safariland has some.
Who?
Safariland.
Well, yeah, with Safariland, I've looked at Safariland. They're a little more bulky.
Yeah.
Than what I'm looking for. I mean, if I were running around in combat, that'd be my first choice. That'd be my first choice. But the problem is, I know a lot of people get out there and they look at this stuff. They're like, this is combat proven. Well, I'm not going to be in pitched. I mean, if a civil war erupted tomorrow, I'm going to be on a hilltop with a Barca lounger and a cooler shooting people from up high. I'm not going to be running and gunning. That time has passed for me. So I'm looking for something that is, and I actually got one ordered today, right? But the hoops I had to jump through to make that happen to where I – and here's the question. Everything out there – I know we exist in a COVID world. I just don't understand why if you order a holster, most places want you to wait a minimum of 3 months to get it. I understand that they don't keep them in stock because they don't want to have them about, you know, for – you know, how many 2011s are out there? I understand why they wouldn't keep these things in stock. They got to build them. I don't understand why it takes 3 months to do that, though. I know they may be backed up.
Back ordered.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, you know, mom and pop places that make Kydex holsters to your specifications.
Right.
And that's another option for you as well. But the thing is, they have to have the gun that you want the mold made for. They have to have it in person in order to make the mold. So if they don't already have that, then either you have to ship them your gun and then have them make the mold, or you have to find a company that already has it and is already making it.
Yeah, that's sort of a non-starter. You know, that's sort
My favorite holsters are the Ghost, because they just snap right onto your belt. You don't have to mess around with any screws. You just pull these two little tabs, and it pops open, and then it pops back shut.
And who makes these?
It's Ghost Holster. There's Ghost Holster USA. Otherwise, you can get Ghost Holsters from the Ipsic store in Estonia.
Estonia is in Eastern Europe? Estonia?
Yes.
Oh.
But they get things out really fast to the U.S., and shipping is reasonable and pretty quick.
And the prices are not bad, you know.
No, they're not too bad. But Ipsic store does also have a U.S. location. They have locations in several countries, actually. But if you go to Ghost Holster, you should be able to find what you're looking for. Ghost Holster USA.
Yeah, I am there. I'm looking at it. These aren't bad. These aren't bad. They have quite the price discrepancy, $60 to $125.
Well,
I don't need like a bottle opener on mine.
Typically, the more adjustments they have available, the more they're going to cost.
Yeah.
if you want it to be able to have a drop offset and tilt certain ways and be able to adjust every little thing, then it's going to cost more, more moving parts.
Gotcha. So in any event, I just find that interesting. Now, magazine holders, they no weights. Belts, for the most part, no weights. Just the holster. Just the holster.
Well, I know the Gugaribas magazine pouches have been kind of hard to come by.
The who?
Gugaribas.
Gugaribas, okay.
It's an Italian brand of magazine pouch. Those ones have been harder to find.
I'll take your word for that. I like your belt, though. I like your Velcro belt that you have, your outer belt and your inner belt set up. I like that.
Yeah, and I really like the way the new Ghost magazine pouches also clip right on, so you don't have to mess with any screws. So I really like that. Then you can move things around, and it actually clips to just a leather belt if you're just wearing a concealed carry, like a Mean Jean leather belt or something like that. It clips right onto those. It's awesome. And they don't move.
Cool. I will look into them as well. I did find one that I did order, and I'm pleased that I've got that on the way. They're actually going to jump it ahead a little bit, so I get it in a week instead of in 30 days. That's nice.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
What kind did you get?
Legacy Firearms.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have DeSantis as a holster provider and Ace Firearms as a holster maker, except Ace actually has other missions besides making holsters that really take up a lot of their time. And DeSantis does not make anything for a 2011.
Okay.
So I just had that issue. That's all that, you know, I had two places that make good holsters, great holsters, as a matter of fact. But, you know, anyway, that's
the Gap Man also makes holsters. He makes custom holsters.
The who? Well, listen, hang on to that piece of information. You can tell me about that in the next segment. Tell people how to find your website.
180firearmstraining.com. If you'd like my book, it's available on Amazon, or you can email me for a personalized copy at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Outstanding. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his first public appearance since last week, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo apologized over sexual harassment accusations made against him by three women, but rebuffed calls by some lawmakers for his immediate resignation.
I'm not going to resign. I work for the people of the state of New York. They elected me. I'm going to do the job the people of the state elected me to do.
Cuomo denies he ever touched anyone inappropriately, adding he apologizes for having made people feel uncomfortable. President Biden is making a push to end cancer as we know it.
We can make significant strides in fighting cancer and Alzheimer's and other diseases if we take a slightly different approach.
Biden meeting with a group of lawmakers at the White House on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the nation is being sold a coronavirus rescue package, but will actually get a law that directs money elsewhere.
What they hear on the news is $1.9 trillion COVID relief. And people are like, okay, that's good because we need relief and $1.9 trillion is a lot of money and so forth. The problem is that's not what the bill is. That's what the packaging is. But on the inside, it's all kinds of other things. You know, ultimately, it aims to get money into the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. The Senate is considering the $1.9 trillion package that was passed by the House. The Pentagon's delayed response to the January 6 Capitol attack is coming into question during a Senate hearing today. Lawmakers wanting to know why it took them so long to deploy National Guard troops. Major General William Walker says he got an urgent call from the Capitol Police Chief seeking immediate help, but the request wasn't approved by the Pentagon for more than 3 hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, that's the home of the binary trigger, Salus Reformation line, the Providence line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking to the weaponized woman, the recovering weaponized woman, Keita Bussey. Well, you know, I've always presumed that there is a tactical application to the way you move in competition when it comes to employing a handgun. Now, have you, with the stuff that you've done, I know you've done a few three-gun matches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when can you apply those handgun principles? And I can't describe them for you. You have to watch Keita do it. And then she'll explain it. But have you done a... can you apply what you do with the handgun to the shotgun and to the rifle, or is it a whole different, because you're gripping with two hands, is that a different discipline altogether?
Some of it does carry over, but I have different techniques for the shotgun and the rifle, and I've actually experimented on the top shooters in the world who shoot shotguns and rifles and tested my theories to see what worked, what didn't, and what didn't matter either way. So there's going to be an addendum coming out to the book that I have out now, Smart Move, that adds more about how to move with a long gun. So especially moving around walls and obstacles and things like that, we have PCC now in the handgun force, which seems redundant to bring a rifle to a pistol match. But on some stages, they're actually at a disadvantage because it can be a challenge to maneuver the long gun around walls and obstacles compared to a handgun. But if you have some long-distance targets, obviously you have an advantage having the rifle over the pistol.
I meant to tell you that, you know how I had you shoot me a video the other day? Did you shoot,
yes.
Shot the video that day you sent it to me?
Yes.
Which was like a day or two after you got out of the hospital?
Yes, the day after.
Okay.
I don't quit, Bill.
I understand. You understand I have paternal feelings towards you, right? You understand that, right? I mean, if you were here and that had happened, there would have been some chastising on it. Anyway, what I was going to tell you, I could have told you this over the phone, but I just want to get your reaction to this. Do you remember the video you shot when I was interviewing Max Martini at SHOT Show?
Yeah.
With the phone. So that's going to be a part of the TV segment that the other video is going to be a part of, and I'm also going to incorporate some of the stuff I shot of you in Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah, and I'm going to use that part with you with Max Martini, because in the video you sent me, when you're out there saying, hey, would you go this way, you actually give me some sound effects about if you went, do. And so I'm going to have to explain to the audience that you're sort of a free spirit, sort of loose and, you know, do march, you know, yeah, march to the beat of your own drummer, just so that it doesn't seem like. Or I might put a little blurb in there when you're doing that going, Skeeta just got out of the hospital. Or something like that. I don't know. I just found that interesting. I was going to send it back to you and say, hey, do you want to shoot that without the sound effects? And I thought, no, I'm just going to keep it the way it is.
I would do that either way. I'm fun-loving. I like to play.
I know that you are fun-loving, without a doubt. I know that. Anyway, with the stuff that you teach, right, like when you were teaching in Columbia, Rick and I believe it was Rick, Gene Higdon and Rick. Was that Rick Grover or Glover or something like that?
I don't remember his last name actually.
Was it Rick?
But I remember Rick.
Okay.
I don't remember his last name.
So those two guys aren't competitors, and they're not going to be competitors. Is there something when they do this that will help them in their self defense shooting or their tactical shooting? Does that get into play?
Yeah. That's what they were there for. They just wanted to move more efficiently. And my goal for them, because of their history of injuries, was to have them be able to spend a day on the range and not be suffering and hurting and in pain at the end of it. So they were moving their bodies in ways that weren't efficient for their bodies to move, considering their history of injuries. So once we fixed that, they said, you know, they've done a full day class before and they were hurting so bad they couldn't come back for the second day. But they did the full 2 days of my class and they said they were hurting a lot less because they were moving their bodies in the way they need to be moved to not further any injuries.
Gotcha. That was interesting. It was interesting watching them. And, you know, they gave a pretty fair accounting of what they were doing. Michael, who was a competitor, big Michael Woodland, dude could move. He could move. I was impressed with him. Of course, nobody was like you because you're just sort of like a stalking cat out there when you get on the range. It's quite quite interesting. And we only got a couple of... Are the magazines that you run your guns? Because I get these 2011 magazines that are supposedly competition magazines. And they're, by design, set up to where they won't lock the slide back.
Are they MBX?
No, the MBX magazines lock back every time.
Yeah, they should. I'm not sure what those are then.
Well, I mean, lots of people, I mean, you know, these are the original SDI competition magazines.
Okay.
Now, SDI makes magazines now that will lock it back because they've sort of moved away from purely competition to tactical now, and they're making that change. But is that with you, like you were firing, I don't know what the round capacity of your pistol was, but you were firing not a whole lot and making the magazine change when I knew you probably had to have, what's the magazine capacity on your Tanfolio that you had there?
The capacity is 17 rounds, but in the division I shoot, we only shoot to 10 rounds.
Well, you weren't shooting 10 times before you changed magazines, though.
No. So the goal is to do a reload while you're moving, so you're multitasking. Right. And if you go to slide lock, that adds a little bit of extra time to your reload. So you want to anticipate that and do the magazine change before you go to slide lock.
Gotcha.
So I plan out my magazine changes according to the flow of the stage.
Yes, I noticed that. I noticed
rather
that
than according to round count.
I noticed that in your walk around as you were getting set up. Are you allowed to do that in competition, do a little bit of a dry run?
Yep. Not with your gun out, but, yeah, you can walk through the stage in USPSA.
Okay. I found that interesting.
I have some really exciting news.
Well, we're coming up on the break, so hold it up. I think I know what it is. I've been dying to know what it is. I've also been saying, I wonder if Keita will let me play in this pool when she opens it up. But I've resisted doing that because I don't know. I don't really even know what we're talking about at this particular moment. So how do they find your website?
180firearmstraining.com. If you would like to order my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, it's available on Amazon. Or you can email me for a personalized copy, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Big news when we get back. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and this is Lock and Load.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and Keita has a new something-something coming up, and you go ahead and explain that, because I want to know what it is, too.
All right, so typically when I train government teams or government personnel, they show up to my regular competition-based class. They take from it what they will and leave what doesn't apply to them, because they're shooting in a 360 world and competition is a 180 world. So I've been talking with Mike Glover out of Utah, and he is going to help me repackage my curriculum for the 360 world, which I'm very excited about because he has been on deployment all over the world and has a lot of firsthand experience, and he's going to have some of his teammates, so to speak, come and check out what I'm teaching and help me change that according to their tactics that they've learned. And I will apply the movement theory to the tactics. So I am not a tactical instructor by any means. They're the ones teaching the tactics. I am just showing them how they can do it with more efficient movement. So well, that's one thing that's coming.
Okay.
And there's another.
Oh.
So the other thing that's coming is seminars. So with the ammo shortage, if you want the information on movement but can't afford the ammo or can't find the ammo, I am now putting on three-hour seminars. The first one is going to be in Utah at Mike Glover's range. He has sort of an auditorium set up there. So I will be doing a three-hour lecture on movement. Now, like Bill said, I'm a little bit off the wall. I'm fun-loving. I like to play. So if I do a lecture, it's not just going to be me standing there talking for 3 hours. I'm going to get you involved. You're going to get up there on the stage, and you're going to be doing stuff. You're going to be answering questions. It's going to be very interactive. I'm not going to put you to sleep talking for 3 hours about how to move your body. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be lively. So I will, if you would like to host me for a seminar in your area, you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. we've got to adapt and overcome in these times with the limiting ammunition and not let that limit us. So that's how I'm sort of conquering that issue within my business. I want to get the information out there, even though people don't have the ammunition to really go and train a whole lot right now.
That's cool. I like it. I like that.
Another thing I'm doing with Mike is simunitions. So he's wanting to create an all-inclusive class where we don't use ammunition at all because it's unobtainium right now. So we would do the two-day movement course for a 360 world using simunitions, and he would provide everything from the guns to the holsters. So if you're in New York and you want to fly out to Utah, you don't have to bring anything. It'll all be provided.
Cool. That's very cool. Which part of Utah?
Actually, I haven't been there yet. It's some city I've actually never heard of.
It isn't Moab, is it?
No, but I'd be flying into Salt Lake City, so it can't be too far from there.
Well, as long as, you know, if you go to Provo, you're going to get pulled into that whole Osmond family minutia. You don't want to get involved with that. Now, Mike Glover, for those of you who are not familiar with him, he does this YouTube channel called Fieldcraft Survival. He is a part of the generation of the last breed. He's a more recent special operator, where it actually became a thing to be a special operator in the time of the wars overseas in the Middle East. And I'm pretty sure he's completely legit. And I'll tell you why I say that. Say it that way, okay? Keita?
Yeah, he is
because
absolutely legit.
When I was in the military, which was, you know, I got out of the military 31 years ago. How old are you?
A little older than that.
Yeah, I know. Not much, though. So you were a little itty-bitty girl, right? You weren't old enough to, you weren't in double digits or nothing. You were a very young lady, and that's when I got out of the Army. And back then, I did some of the stuff that he does. He probably did a lot more stuff than I did, but you know what they called us? They just called us grunts. So we weren't operators. But by the same token, we had a whole different mission because that was a different time. Now, the mission that he does. But when I was in this, right, in the entirety of the entire U.S. military, there was only 5,600 people doing that. In all four services, 5,600 people. So now, every time I look up, especially on YouTube, everybody's a SEAL. Everybody's a special operations. And I watch them. Mm-hmm. And for all I know, they may have expanded that. You know, I talked to a recruiter the other day at a shopping mall. Sorry, I wasted my time on that kid. I said, hey, man, do you guys still teach map reading? He's like, no. I was like, okay.
What?
Yeah.
He
said they teach that as maybe a special introductory thing in basic training, but they rely. And I was like, well, what happens if an EMP happens? He's like, oh, our stuff is hardened against that. We're not going to lose our NAVs. I was like, what about your handheld units that you're carrying? Are they hardened too? But, you know.
All right.
What I felt like saying was, get out of my face, Junior. And he was an E7. He looked like a child to me. He looked like a child to me. Anyway, though.
Yeah, Mike is definitely legit, and there will be other special operations type of guys there helping me out with this curriculum change. And I'm still going to do my competition shooting curriculum as well, but this will be a separate class created just for the 360 world for real-life scenarios. And, again, I am not a tactician by any means. I am focusing on the movement.
Gotcha. But, see, here's the thing. I would think, you know, once you've recovered, you know, don't work out till you almost kill yourself again. Once you, the way that at your level of fitness, that this should be, you know, a piece of cake for you.
I would hope so.
Well, I mean, you don't have to go. See, to be in special operations, all the special operations schools, you have to go. You've seen some of those crazy obstacle courses.
Yep. So I actually trained. I've trained guys in physical fitness to prepare after they failed out. for physical reasons, not being able to pass the test. I've taken them to the gym and helped them prepare for the kind of test they were going to be given. So that is the sort of physical training that I do.
Let me tell you how tough I was in basic training, Keita Bussy. You tell me if you had... I had hairline fractures in both of my shins and pneumonia. And I went through in the same cycle all the way through and graduated and passed my PT test.
Yeah. I know. I fractured my hip. It was a really common injury for females because at the time, the rucksacks would just hang off of our shoulders and women are meant
bang, to bang, bang.
Load carry on hips.
Yeah. 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 I don't know what it was like when you were in. When I was in, we were all wearing the same stuff and carrying the same stuff, and I was like,
"Yep,
how does that work?" But then I get screamed at, so then I just forget about that and, you know, just move on my very merry way. Before I run out of time, how do they find you and your book and all the other stuff?
My website is 180firearmstraining.com. You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you would like to set up a movement training seminar or order a personalized copy of my book.
Outstanding. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks, Bill.
If you ever do
Thank
it again, you need to text me your street address just on the off chance the next time this happens and I'm getting nowhere that I can at least tell somebody where to go. And if you ever do that again, there will be pain. Okay?
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.